toll free at 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Now then, I mentioned there was a story coming up, Nemi, that you were going to share about a sheriff threatening pro-marijuana people with
this
investigation.
This is actually the Carolina police chief. And
police.
I'm getting this from pat.com. And this is end of October. October 31st, a police chief in South Carolina thoughtfully reminded us of what police think of us and our rights and our viewpoints. It began with Columbia, South Carolina Police Department's interim chief, Ruben Santiago, boasting of a marijuana arrest on Facebook. To quote, CPD seizes approximately $40,000 worth of marijuana from home. It goes on and links to the story. More demon weed off the street. Demon weed. The war on drugs is triumphant. But not everyone on Facebook was a fan. Chief Santiago pushed right back against criticism, though. And Brandon Whitmer says, maybe you should arrest the people shooting people in Five Points instead of worrying about a stoner that's not bothering anybody.
Mm.
It'll be legal here one day
anyway.
Yeah, but
the stoner's not going to shoot back.
And so the Columbia Police Department replies, Brandon, we have arrested all of the violent offenders in Five Points. Thank you for sharing your views and giving us reasonable suspicion to believe you might be a criminal. We will work on finding you.
Whoa.
That's right. A heck of a claim. He's arrested all the violent criminals in Five Points?
Yeah. Reasonable. So he's saying it's reasonable suspicion because this guy criticized them.
Because this guy has pro marijuana views.
Oh, okay.
Or anti-prohibition views.
Is that, what did he express those specifically, or did they go to his Facebook profile and discover that?
No, I don't see that here. But what he said, again, was maybe you should arrest the people shooting people in Five Points instead of worrying about a stoner that's not bothering anybody.
I see.
It'll be legal here one day anyway.
Yeah, well, this guy thinks he's catching somebody, you know? Obviously, anybody who was pro-marijuana legalization must be a pot smoker.
Which is ridiculous.
It's patently ridiculous.
There are plenty of people, I've met them here in New Hampshire, who are very...
I love Ian says, I met them.
Well, there are activists here in New Hampshire, and you meet a lot of them.
Are you pro-marijuana legalization?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've met people that are pro-marijuana legalization
who do not smoke pot.
That sounds like an admission to me. What do you think?
Correct.
Of what? Being a pot activist?
No, it sounds like a pot user.
I've smoked a lot of pot in my life.
I'm just amused.
I mean, I'm not hiding that.
So the post was swiftly deleted, but not before several people in the internet
era. Was the chief that posted that?
I'm getting to this right now. So in the thread, screen capped it and posted in the thread. Now, you're probably thinking this is some web lackey shooting his mouth off, not the position of the Columbia, South Carolina Police Department as
a
whole.
Surely the police chief has better things to do than hang out on Facebook and get into flame wars with people.
Well, if that's the case, the web lackey was willing to double down upon being criticized. This is Interim Chief Santiago posting. I was just notified that one of my staff members deleted my post. I put everyone on notice that if you advocate for the use of illegal substances in the city of Columbia, then it's reasonable to believe you might also be involved in that particular activity or threat.
Yeah, I think this guy should be put on notice that if you advocate against people's right to speak out
and freely
freely associate and have a political opinion, that you might be reasonably assumed to be a fascist.
Why would someone feel threatened if you were not doing anything wrong? Apply the same concept to gang activity or gang members. You can have gang tattoos and advocate that lifestyle, but that only makes me suspicious of you. I can't do anything until you commit a crime. So feel free to express yourself, and I will continue to express myself and what we stand for. I'm always open to hearing how our citizens feel like we can be effective in fighting all crime.
You know, so first off, he assumes that I feel threatened. I do not feel threatened by you. You are some fool in Columbia. As far as I'm concerned, I am completely unthreatened by you. Second, you're not going to go to my house and find marijuana, so your supposition is a waste of time. And yes, you are wasting your time chasing after pot smokers while violent crime continues to go on in Columbia, South Carolina. And if you say it doesn't, you're a liar.
Not only is he wasting his time chasing after them, but he's also arguing with them on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that's going to do something.
So if this is indeed the
chief... He's going to intimidate them into stop smoking weed.
That's right. A police chief of a city of about 125,000 people thinks that his department should find you and investigate you if you support the legalization of marijuana or oppose the ruinous, amoral war on drugs.
It wouldn't be the first time, Nemi. I mean, there have been stories, I think Sarasota, where we're from, Mark and myself, as I recall... There was a story we heard about, maybe you weren't there, Mark, but I remember somebody told me a story about how they had written a letter to the editor of the local newspaper and been targeted as a result of that.
I was targeted in Keene for writing a criticism of an obituary of someone who died of a drug overdose in town.
Yeah. So it's not unheard of.
No,
I mean, they target people for political reasons. They certainly want to shut up the people that are anti-prohibition, and they'll stoop as low as they need to. Because that's how they roll.
So notice the collection of cop tropes in the second response. The thug's dance of first threatening to find you and then halfway backing off from the threat. Then the why worry if you have nothing to hide routine. Then the suggestion that advocating against the war on drugs creates reasonable suspicion to investigate you. Bearing in mind that reasonable suspicion is a legal term referring to the quantum of proof that supports cops, for instance, stopping and frisking you. And four, the statement that the cops are always open to hearing from citizens after threatening to come find a citizen for criticizing them.
Please give us more evidence to come search after you.
Interim chief seems mad, and why shouldn't he? Commenter Brandon wants to take the bread out of his mouth. The glorious war on drugs helps people of modest ability like Ruben Santiago find employment. It provides massive funding. It provides cops with fun toys like tanks. It allows them to use violence against citizens with a high degree of confidence they'll get away with it. And you want to take that away from them?
Oh, yeah.
Of course they're going to work on finding you.
Yep, they'll stop at nothing.
This shouldn't be a surprise. We already know that police think it's evidence of criminal intent justifying a search warrant if you talk about your constitutional rights. Why wouldn't it be also
you
evidence?
You might be a terrorist if you talk about
constitutional
rights.
That's
domestic
right.
Terrorists.
That's right.
That's what they say.
Yep. That you exercise your right to free speech and oppose to oppose government policies.
What was that, the MIAC report?
That's a report. Yeah.
That's one of the reports, one of the first ones that suggests that if you talk about the Constitution something like that, you're likely to be a domestic terrorist.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ruben Santiago.
By the way, the people who wrote the Constitution, domestic terrorists, many of them.
Yeah, I bet they would be kicked out of the Free State Project, honestly, but I don't know. I would have to put them in for review by
That's
the board.
That's a good question.
Ruben Santiago, however, may wish to become the permanent chief of police of Columbia, South Carolina, rather than just the interim.
I bet he would.
Will city leaders consider in evaluating his application that he is apparently someone who is easily agitated and unprofessional on social media in a way that may be used as evidence in a civil rights lawsuit against the city? Santiago, by the way, has filed a defamation lawsuit against a police captain who accused him of a scheme to plant evidence.
Oh, my.
Yes. So, pro tip, threatening to come find citizens who criticize the war on drugs and advocate marijuana legalization and suggesting that their political views give you reasonable suspicion against them is really not the optimal way to protect your reputation or the reputation of your department.
855-450-FREE, the SACLs, oops, the Pro-XPN toll-free line actually is what it is now. Again, 855-450-3733. You can tell us your local police corruption stories, because there certainly is no shortage of bad cops out there doing naughty things.
I can't believe this guy's wasting his time on Facebook trolling pot smokers.
That's one of the shockers about this. I mean, clearly there's not a lot to do there in Columbia.
Oh, there's plenty to do. I mean, crime is solved in Columbia,
That's
South
what he
Carolina?
Said. He said he arrested everybody at Five Points.
All the violent criminals at Five Points, right?
Yeah, you believe that one, right?
I just don't, no. And, you know, the fact is that it took a lot of time to do this bust that the original reference was here. And those police could have been on the streets, actual police officers in uniform standing on the street. And the fact is that that's shown that it really does reduce crime. Put them on the streets. Let them stand there.
You know, since we're talking about drug-related news, I have an absolutely outrageous story. Headline from TimesLeader.com, man high on Molly raped sodomized girlfriend, according to police. We'll come back with more here in moments. I don't believe it, personally. I'll explain why. More coming up. You can take control. You can bring up what you want. Tell your story. It's Free Talk Live, 855. 450 free. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. We'll take your calls about anything coming up.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll free. Coming up, there's a story that is fairly graphic, and small children may not want to be tuned in for it. Well, actually,
grown adults may not even.
You may not want to be tuned in for it because it's pretty graphic. Anyway, we're going to get into that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Also, you can connect with us on Skype to username lrn.fm.
You can get some Bitcoins. Lots of people have been getting on the Bitcoin train here. Bitcoin volume has been very high. Trading's been very high in the last few days. And prices have really gone up and down and all around with Bitcoin.
Mostly up.
Yep, mostly up. They're certainly up from last week.
That 900 spike was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was high. I mean, I don't even know what to think about this. I try not to get too wrapped up in the price of Bitcoin. To me, Bitcoin's about something, and you know, it's about providing more freedom and control to individual people. But if you want to get some Bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. There are instructions there. All you need is a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching nearby. You go to cashintocoins.com. Follow their instructions within a few minutes to a couple of hours. You're going to have your Bitcoins. The fees are low. They're fast, safe, legal, easy to use, and customer service, top priority for them. Orders under $40 carry no fee. Cash, that's because they want you to get into Bitcoins. Cashintocoins.com.
Okay, so again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Here's the disturbing story, which I find to be very, very wrong. Not only is it wrong what this man allegedly did to his girlfriend, but also I think what the police are saying here is wrong as well. Story from TimesLeader.com. Hazleton Township is where this is happening. I believe that's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Police say a man high on the party drug Molly allegedly raped a woman and pulled part of her stomach out with his fist.
Oh, dear God.
State police in Hazleton arrested Emmanuel Polino, 29 years old, of West Hazleton, after they were dispatched to an apartment just after 4:30 yesterday morning. According to arrest papers, troopers found a woman lying in a fetal position on the floor of the apartment, bleeding profusely from her torso. They also encountered Mr. Polino. The victim told an emergency medical technician called to the scene that Polino had inserted a closed fist into her. She indicated she did not want this to happen and that Polino had pulled something out of her,
oh God,
according to court papers. The Times Leader does not identify victims of sexual assault.
Thank goodness. I don't need to hear any more about it.
The victim was transported to Hazleton General Hospital and then flown to Geisinger Wyoming Valley Medical Center. Trooper Chris Bonin told District Judge James Dixon during Polino's arraignment that the victim was undergoing surgery and the police did not yet know if she had survived. Prior to her surgery, the victim told police that she and Polino were going to engage in consensual sex when Polino freaked out, grabbed her by the neck, and started choking her. While still choking her, he inserted his fist into her anus. She indicated she was screaming through the assault and told Polino to get out, but the attack did not stop until one of her minor children walked into the bedroom after the child heard her screaming, according to the paperwork in the court. In an interview with police, Polino said he put his hand inside the victim and pulled something out. I pulled out something sticky that stuck to my hand, he said, according to court papers. Bonin told Dixon that a search warrant was secured and that forensic pathologist Dr. Gary Ross identified the tissue as stomach tissue. In court papers, police also said Polino admitted to taking six of the drug known as Molly. According to some website, they cite drugfree.org. I'm sure that's a great site for honest information about drug use. Molly is the powder of or crystal form of MDMA, the chemical used in ecstasy, and has been a popular drug at music festivals this year. All right, now let's talk about what Molly really actually is. That's actually a fairly decent description of what Molly is. It is supposed to be. This is Molly is a street name for MDMA.
Right, it's short for molecule.
Ecstasy used to be the street name for MDMA. Back in the day, and then it became perverted over time as the black market offered different products that were being called ecstasy, but in point of fact, sometimes had MDMA in them as a portion of the product, and other times had nothing resembling MDMA in them. They were completely different products. So guess what? The same thing's been happening with Molly. I remember a decade ago I had purchased or had acquired something that was being marketed as Molly, and I believed that it actually was at that time. But as is typical with the black market, the, you know, unscrupulous illegal drug dealers get a hold of it and they decide that they're going to put something else in the product for whatever reason. It's, you know, usually cheaper, for instance, to manufacture the product with whatever the other chemical is. So they'll manufacture some other chemical and they'll sell that to party goers or concert goers as Molly. And who knows what this guy actually took. Do I believe that he took six Molly? Yes, I believe that. I believe he took six of whatever it was that someone sold him as Molly. Was it actually MDMA? My opinion, no way. Well, I don't believe it for a moment.
It seems unlikely. The fact is that drugs can interact with different people differently. I don't know. I mean, we don't know, and this is the problem. This guy took something that he may or may not have believed was Molly. He certainly reported it as Molly, and at that point, who knows what? I mean, because we live in a world where drugs are illegal, you know, recreational drugs are illegal, we can't get the facts.
Well, yeah, and that's important. Now, they do say here that it's considered to be pure MDMA, unlike ecstasy, which is generally laced with other ingredients. However, we don't know what he received. It was not tested. He likely did not test it. The average drug user does not know about drug testing.
It's not going to change the fact that he's going to probably spend the rest of his life in prison, and I have a difficult time feeling bad for him.
Well, no, I certainly am not making any excuses for what this man did. It's absolutely a horrifying thing. However, this is yet another article in what has been a series of them now, in just the last several months, besmirching this product, this Molly, and they're using the definition of Molly, which is it's supposed to be pure MDMA, to claim this is pure MDMA. Look at what these people have done. There was the other story that hit over the summertime about a rave in New York City where some people overdosed and died.
I just pulled that up. Yeah,
on so-called Molly. But I believe some sort of test was done in that particular case.
That's right. It was found to be laced. Yeah. At least in the Boston Club case, but I had not read up on the New York case, but there were 4 deaths that happened in rapid succession in the New England area in September.
But you don't find out until later that it wasn't actually, in point of fact, Molly, that it was something else.
Right.
That's not what makes the headlines. What makes the headlines is, Molly killing people at clubs. This MDMA is terrible. Now this man's pulling people's anuses out.
Causing horrifying rapes and things like that. I'm really done with hearing the story there the yuck.
I'm looking at an article from NPR dating back in September that has a representative of the DEA making a quote, says what people think is Molly often is partly or completely something else.
Yeah.
So the DEA agent's actually being honest about
that. Yeah, except that he goes forward and completely conflates the issue and says they will market them with funny little names. Molly, Scooby-Doo, K2, Spice, plant food, bath salts.
Oh, that's obscuring things.
You know, because that's 3 of these things are not like the other. I don't know.
While I understand your point, Mark, that drugs interact with people differently, that's certainly true. I just don't believe that
this
could
have
been MDMA, because I've done MDMA, and I know what MDMA... I've done stuff that has been tested. Like, I know it was MDMA.
But 7's way too much of anything.
It's a lot of anything. That's true. But I am sorry. MDMA is an empathogen, and I can tell you what that means coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. It's nonsense.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com. Get a mobile site for those of you who have smartphones and would like quick access to the live streams and podcasts. All you have to do is visit M, like mobile, m.freetalklive.com, and you'll find them all there for free.
Check out schoolsucksproject.com. All you have to do is go there. Check it out. They've got a podcast that, you know, they make available to you for free. It's a fascinating show. On it, they talk about real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. Check them out at schoolsucksproject.com.
Okay, parents, be on the lookout for the new party drug, Molly. It's killing people, and they're going crazy and destroying their girlfriend's stomachs through their anus.
Stop it. I've had enough.
What happened.
That's quite a party trick.
And that is what happened with this one guy claiming that he took Molly. He then did horrifying damage to the internals of his girlfriend. In a what was supposed to be a sexual encounter.
Just rape. Gone. Is a good enough term.
No.
This is horrifying, Mark. I don't know why you're trying to whitewash it.
I'm not trying to whitewash it. I've just had enough of hearing it. It's awful.
Well, anyway, we're going to keep discussing this matter. But more specifically, the issue of whether or not this was the Molly. Did the Molly make him do it? Well, did he actually have Molly? Because he claimed he took six, this rapist. Claimed that he took six Molly earlier in the night, and that seems like a lot of Molly. I've never done more than one at any given moment, one and then maybe like a half of one later on in the night or something, but that would have been about it. So I can't claim to have had near as much at once, but I can claim this, and that is that I've done MDMA, I don't know, a couple dozen times in my life, probably at least now at this point over the last decade. And I've never had any sort of experience like that. And the reason why is because it just isn't designed that way. Molly, MDMA is the actual name of the drug in this case. And I can tell you what that stands for, but I don't have it in front of me at the moment. But according to Wikipedia, it is an empathogen, as I mentioned previously. Now, what is the root word of empathogen?
Empathy.
Empathy. And what does empathy mean?
Share feelings with?
Yeah, to be able to put oneself in someone else's shoes, mm-hmm. to understand how it is that someone is feeling. And generally, the drug MDMA is called the love drug because it helps people empathize with other people with whom they may not normally be so empathetic.
There have been some really good results in testing treating PTSD.
Oh, yes.
With MDMA.
Yes. That's true.
There have been some striking results, yeah, not just good results, yeah. But like shockingly amazing.
I definitely
like
understated
good
that. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't expect that then none of them included seven doses. So that's the real the difficulty with this this particular situation is we just don't know what how that would react. I don't believe this happened either, Ian.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, look, if you are taking a dose of a drug that is by its nature something that encourages loving emotion and connection with other human beings, breaks down barriers with people. In the case of the post-traumatic stress disorder, it breaks down, mental walls they've built up. They can address some of the trauma that they've experienced and really kind of bury it for once and for all while on a therapy session, while on MDMA.
Clear it versus bury it, I think is more of the reaction that I've seen in the reading that I've done.
Maybe that would be a better way of describing what I was trying to get at. But I know that taking six of them would be a teeth-grinding, annoying experience, I can't see that if you increase the amount of an empathogen that you take, that all of a sudden you're going to switch over to the other side and become a rapist. I mean, that I just don't see that being the case.
My guess is
this is something else.
So this man
took something else that was being marketed as Molly. It probably had no MDMA in it. It was probably something else completely. I've seen
It's most likely that's the case.
I've seen something sold as Molly in real life that was tested out to be cough syrup. What was it? The cough syrup chemical.
Dextromethorphan
hydrobromide, DXM, which it was all DXM. They sold $20 DXM pills, the same stuff you could go in to CVS and get off the shelf for, a few bucks a piece. They were charging $20 for and selling it as though it were actually MDMA.
Well, that's exactly. Sure, that happens all the time.
Yeah. So and that's a disassociative.
Yeah.
So what happens if you take a large amount of disassociative and you lose connection with who you are?
More likely to me. That's what happened.
So there are test kits, correct?
There are, and I highly recommend that anybody who's planning on doing drugs like this do some research first and know what you're getting into. And get a test kit. Dance Safe used to provide them. I don't know if they still do, but it's not hard to acquire these things. It's not illegal to have a test kit. So if you know that you're going to do this, and the problem comes in with drug users where they don't plan. They don't know what they're doing. They just know they want to get high or they want to have fun at this party or whatever, or they trust the person who's selling them the pills. But the person selling you the pills may not know what they have either. They may have bought something from someone that they thought was offering something that was honest and on the up and up, but everybody along the chain may have had no idea. One person with a test kit can do a lot for people to be more safe in the black market.
Well, that just goes to show how the war on drugs honestly probably caused this situation. I mean,
it totally did.
This terrible situation is another result of the war on drugs. It seems like to me. I mean, I can't say for certain, but it seems like. I mean, this could be 100% pure Molly, but nobody has any facts, and they're reporting it as though they are facts.
Yeah.
They've taken the word of a clearly deranged individual as though that's a fact and called that a news story, and that's just bad. Bad journalism.
That's straight up propaganda against MDMA, and it's really horrifying this is going on. Let's go to Robert, listening in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like to me that this guy didn't realize what he was taking.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Seems likely.
Do you speak from experience, Robert?
I went through something similar to this. I talked about this a while back where, I'm a avid marijuana smoker, and I use it because of the disease that I have. And I purchased a bag of marijuana from somebody remain nameless, and, you know, smoked it. And I ended up in the hospital for about 6 hours. And I had to learn that it, in this bag I bought, it was laced with the synthetic marijuana.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and you have to be leery about, you know, who you're buying from. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and that is one of the results of the black market, is you never know what you're getting unless you take the time to test it.
And that includes the dealers. They really don't know either.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And as I said, one person with a test kit can really go a long way. There's somebody that I know that has a habit of going to raves, and she will bring her test kit with her, and the people that she knows that have purchased whatever the drug is that's being sold in the club that night by some shady person, she'll offer to this person, look, I've got a test kit. Let's go in the bathroom together. We'll do a test on the back of the toilet seat, and then at least you'll know what you're going to put in your body in a moment. Robert, go ahead.
This is all old stuff. They've been doing this stuff since, back in the 60s and 70s, you know, when people were making acid and stuff like that. You know, sometimes you get a bad batch, you know, or, I mean, it happens, but you have to be accountable for your own actions. And
indeed you do.
That much is true. And this, the man in this particular horrifying rape story does say, apparently, in court that he indicated, this is while he was walking to the courtroom, he indicated he wasn't worried because Jesus is on his side. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If half the facts in this are true, Jesus has probably left him for a while.
The Pro-XPN toll-free line. You can share your thoughts. Take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next. I say there's no way this was MDMA that this guy took. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So, how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123 freeseeds.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We have just enough time for your call and thoughts right now. If you want to share them on this MDMA propaganda story claiming the man was driven to rape by taking MDMA, and I don't believe it for a moment, would love to hear your thoughts as well at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like this program, you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you can do what Nemi did tonight and contribute $5 per month to the show. And you'll get those dollars matched. So it's the first time in the history of the AMP program. We've been doing this AMP program since 2005, where you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live, and we invest it into the show. We get on more radio stations around the country. It's the first time we've ever had matching contributions available. And we have up to $950 per month pledged by matching contributors. We actually talked to one of them earlier tonight, WWE's Kane. You know him as, or that's probably how you know him. We know him as Glenn Jacobs. But he's one of the contributors who stepped up to say, anybody that contributes $5 a month or more to Free Talk Live, we're going to match that. So Nemi, it was like you donated $10 tonight, so that's the $5 that you handed me. But also, you did it because you were extra incentivized, as though the doubling wasn't good enough. You also are going to be getting Bitcoin! Because James, who is one of the contributors who is matching the contributions, also stepped up to make an extra special offer in that anybody who would like to take advantage of this can donate to the AMP program. And that first donation will be matched by James in the form of Bitcoin back to you, meaning that you're actually going to get the $5 back in the form of Bitcoin.
That's right.
From James.
That's right.
So the details surrounding this, I believe you would have to send your Bitcoin wallet address.
And it's an honor agreement that you're going to continue amping.
Right, the intention that you would continue on. But yeah, you'd have to send your Bitcoin address along with your AMP info. So you'd have to probably email me separately, ian@freetalklive.com, and I will take care of this. And James is helping handle all the transactional side of things. So it may take a few days to get you your Bitcoin, but rest assured, you will get Bitcoin in return for your AMP contributions. And you get all the AMP perks you normally get, like AMP-only call-in-line access, the AMP-only podcast, and more, the AMP-only forum. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, why are we doubling the money? What's this all about? Well, our co-host from Monday nights, Daryl, has now come on board to help us with affiliate relations, meaning he calls radio stations with me in the mornings. We call stations all over the country and introduce them to Free Talk Live. He's been on the job for just over a month now, and today he scored his first radio station for Free Talk Live. So it's already working. This program, this concept is already, you know, there's proof of concept here. It's happening.
So
thank you to everybody who's amped the show.
Thank you so much for that. I quibble with these terminologies that are used in sales, like scored. To score, you must score on someone. Who
we are scoring against Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. I suppose that's the case, and I'm there. You know, I see it.
We
that
have
way.
An affiliate that somebody else didn't get because only one show could have gotten that affiliate.
That is the truth. I just prefer terminology like, you know, we've helped someone. You know, I mean, that's really what's happened here.
We are helping this radio station get entertaining nighttime programming.
Indeed,
which is true.
Indeed it is. So, anyway.
But chalk one up to Daryl because he scored a new station for Free Talk Live.
Okay. That's fantastic.
He did it. I didn't.
Yes.
And,
he did a great job helping these people. ForcefieldEnergy.com is doing a great job helping people, too. They've just recently secured a contract to help an organization called QSR that has like 145 restaurants around the sort of Central and South America area and the Caribbean, including Quiznos, KFC, Smashburger, Cinnabon, and they're showing them how LED lighting can save them a tremendous amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been getting contracts like this all along. I was telling you about them a couple of months ago, and this is a real opportunity. This stock is going to continue to go up, in my opinion. Now, obviously, you have to do your own research, and investments have risk, but I think you're going to come to the same conclusion I do if you do the research that FNRG, that's what ForcefieldEnergies.com's trading abbreviation is,
mm-hmm.
Ticker symbol, FNRG, is go check them out. But I think you're going to find out that it's a buy for FNRG.
Are they still offering? I didn't ask you this on the air. Are they still offering the private deal?
No, I'm sorry, the private placement is over.
Too late.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's they're now on.
It hit the big time. NASDAQ.
NASDAQ. Yeah. So the best way to get them is on NASDAQ.
Okay, very good. So let's go to the phone. Speaking of helping people, since we're on that subject here, Amanda is with us listening in Manchester, the foundress behind Shire Sharing. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what do you want to share tonight?
I want to tell you about what we're doing this weekend. I don't even know how we're going to do it all. So a bunch of Manchies and people from all over the state are going to get together and feed about 1,300 people for Thanksgiving, people in need.
Now, how long have you been doing this, Amanda?
This is the third year.
Okay, and the first year you helped how many people?
200.
Yeah, so you are now up over, how many did you say?
What did it go, 600 last year?
Yeah, 650 last year.
So you're doubling. You're more than doubling each year.
And tripling.
200
yeah.
to 600, now to 1,300 people, you say?
Yeah, it's insane.
This is an amazing project, and I remember you've called in the past. It was your father who helped inspire this. It was something that you and he used to do where you used to live, because you're a Free State Project participant, as I understand it, moved here as Mark and I did as part of the Free State Project, and you got inspired. This was something you wanted to replicate here in New Hampshire and help, you know, lower-income families, people having a tough time. Providing a good Thanksgiving, you're providing that for them, and you are doing it with the contributions and the assistance of liberty-loving people here. Many of them are Free State Project participants, others New Hampshire natives, who are helping out not only to, you know, physically heft food and move it around, but also through financial contributions. Is that right?
Yes, basically. I mean, that's the coolest part of it, is that the only people that really end up hearing about this, because the idea only spreads through word of mouth. It's not like we're advertising. It's not something that someone, you know, there's no way that you can find out about it unless you're involved in the Liberty community. So by default, all of the volunteers, all of the donors, all the people that are working really hard to make this happen this weekend are all Liberty-loving people. I mean, it's a safe assumption. So it's really cool.
Well, that doesn't mean you're going to hold on a second now. I mean, that's cool and everything, but that doesn't mean you would turn down, say, a Free Talk Live listener who wanted to give you a few bucks, right?
Of course not. Yeah.
Okay. So,
Free Talk Live, don't they like Liberty too? I don't know.
I would hope so. I mean, I would think that if they like Liberty, they'd be more inclined to help you. But they may just want to be, you know, people who help charitable causes. You don't have to love Liberty to help a good charitable cause. That much is for sure.
So yeah,
Amanda,
but you probably won't help out one that's being advocated by people who love Liberty. You
sure,
get
sure.
your own socialist charitable causes that are likely paying the CEOs millions of dollars. You got to push your money towards those, because top down leaders. Leadership really works.
Shire Sharing, is it .org? It is,
yeah.
Right? ShireSharing.org. Not only can you donate via Federal Reserve Note, via U.S. dollars, but I see a Bitcoin link there, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Is that new this year, or did you start doing Bitcoin last year with Shire Sharing?
Bitcoin, I want to say we've had Bitcoin from the beginning.
Oh, wow, cool. So folks who've got some Bitcoins just burning a hole in their wallet, they want to do something useful with them, put them to good use, have feed some hungry people this Thanksgiving.
How else can they help? That's the big question. If folks are local here in the Shire, in New Hampshire, New England, what can they do to help you deploy this awesome project?
Well, on Saturday, we're meeting in Manchester at this place called Area 23. It's a new sort of clubhouse environment. And we're going to be divvying up all of the bulk grocery items that we're buying into bags that are sort of specialized for each household. Because obviously we don't want to waste the resources. So if a family of five, you know, they need this, this, and that, but a single elderly person is going to get an entirely different bag of food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole lot of work. And that's this Saturday at noon. And the address is 875 Page Street in Manchester, New Hampshire.
I'm going to share that event on our Facebook page. Is that cool?
Yeah.
I think that's cool. That's awesome. I mean, Amanda, you're really just outdoing yourself year in and year out with this, and it's an incredible project that you put on. And as has been pointed out, obviously you can show up in person if you happen to live in the North New England area. The details, I'm sure, are available through Shire Sharing. Is there a Facebook page? I imagine there is.
Yep.
And that would
Facebook group.
Okay, perfect. So those are two ways to get connected. Also, maybe you're not on Facebook, you can just go to shiresharing.org. The donation links are on the right-hand side. There's a volunteer link up at the top. So plenty of ways to get involved in this. And this is just one of the many, the myriad of projects going on here in New Hampshire. And it probably doesn't get all the coverage it deserves. Amanda, thanks for calling tonight. And for those of you that have been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you've probably met Amanda. She sells some really great ice cream at the Porcupine Freedom
Festival.
And some
very refreshing drinks.
Yes. So thanks, Amanda, for the call. Good luck this weekend, and thanks for doing all that. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, get your drug info from arrowid.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.